Let's check in on teachers in West Virginia. Public school teachers jubilant inside the state capitol in Charleston yesterday. That sound from reporter Jake Jarvis, who we've been talking with during this strike. A statewide standoff that spanned 3 weeks is now over after teachers and other state employees, with the nation watching, finally struck a deal with legislators and the governor.
Hello, my name is Donald Thomas. I'm a teacher from Putnam County, West Virginia. This all started because of insurance increasing costs for the last 2 or 3 years, the projected 40% rise for the next 2 or 3 years. We've achieved a task force. Not all members are satisfied, but we're getting there. I think we have a result everybody can live with right now.
Donald Thomas seems relatively satisfied with this deal. I have two teachers with me now. Breanne Solomon teaches art and dance at Hannon Junior Senior High School in Mason County. And Jeff Haught teaches theater at the Capitol High School in Charleston, West Virginia. Breanne, Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's been a long strike. It's been spanning 3 weeks. Breanne, your assessment of this deal, a 5% pay raise, you got a temporary freeze on those health insurance premiums, and a task force to try to get premiums under control. We don't know how that will turn out. Do you like the deal?
I feel very satisfied, not just for what we were able to accomplish for ourselves, but we also got raises for other state employees, and that's huge.
Let me ask about the parents, Breanne, because, you know, I've been interested in their response. 2 days in, 3 days into a strike, a lot of parents might say, we're on your side. Teachers need to be paid well. We can handle the kids for a couple of days. Day 12, day 13, I could see a lot of parents, frankly, just over it and wanting a solution and not really minding which side claims victory.
Certainly, I can appreciate that because I'm speaking as a mother and a teacher. And it was true. Tensions got high. But then I also saw a beautiful thing where community came together. People offered out their houses. Churches offered activities. Community centers, you know, would waive fees. And I think it built a lot of community bonds where maybe there weren't any before.
All right, let's talk about some of the business of this deal. Health insurance premiums have been a big issue in the background of this. You have a temporary freeze and then this task force, Jeff, that's supposed to find a way to get health insurance premiums under control for state employees. Do you have faith that this task force is going to find some solutions?
I think if there's anything that came out of the strike over the past week for the teachers, it's that we have to be vigilant. We got to the point where first it was striking about health care, or it was striking about the pay raise. But it, over the course of the week, it became more about watching what the legislators do in order to make that happen. So I think they believe that if we just went home, we're not going to pay attention. But I think the teachers in West Virginia have been escalating to the point where they're watching every single move. And so I feel confident that it's going to come together at some point, because I feel confident that the teachers are watching and holding their legislators to account for that.
Now, Breanne, something important here. Initially, the governor wanted to pay for this pay increase in earlier sort of iterations of this deal, basically using some budget sleight of hand. I'm not singling him out. Governors do this all the time. The money for the deal you got now comes from West Virginia's general fund, and that means this pay raise for state employees, including teachers, could wind up cutting Medicaid, maybe education funding itself, other parts of the state budget. It's not like West Virginia is really flush right now. What do you think about that?
I am going to hold faith in the road bond that we passed, because that is supposed to generate a surplus. And then according to the governor yesterday, there was some $150 million plus, I think, generated from Medicaid. So he felt it was, his word was prudent to be able to take about $10 million, for example, from that, because we had an excess. So I'm going to try to have faith, but like Jeff said, we're watching.
Breanne, you're running for state office yourself in the upcoming midterms. Is that right?
I am. I'm running for a House of Delegates in District 14. Which is a corner of Mason County and Putnam County.
All right. Well, we don't want to give you too much of an electioneering platform here because your opponent's not around. But what did you learn from this whole experience that informs your view of what public officials should be doing in West Virginia?
I think it was, even though it was difficult, it was comforting to me, because what I always thought a public servant was was a person who listened to the people who elected them. And I thought, maybe that's too idealistic. But in the end, I did see, yes, you absolutely have to listen to the people who voted you in. You don't vote your own personal agenda. You are at the will of the people who voted for you.
Jeff, I get the sense that a lot of people in West Virginia got a pretty good object lesson in civics and government. You keep saying we were paying attention, we were watching the legislature. You guys were counting votes. I mean, that's something that most teachers don't have to worry about most of the time, and that's probably a lucky thing, but everybody was really closely involved with the way Charleston was working.
Absolutely. Especially through media, we could follow the live feeds of the chambers. We could follow the live feeds of the committee meetings. One of the interesting things about it being a teacher strike is that you then had the social studies teachers to tell us what it means. We had the math teachers to tell us how the numbers worked. We had the English teachers to tell us when they were obfuscating just a bit. And everybody came together and could follow line by line exactly what happened.
I think if I could add that, I think the West Virginia teachers gave the world a lesson on peaceful protest because we did what we did for as many days as we did and nothing was damaged or vandalized. There were no physical altercations, no arrests. So, you know, we set the bar very high and taught a very important lesson to our students.
That was Breanne Solomon, who teaches art and dance at Hannon Junior Senior High School in Mason County, and Jeff Haught, who teaches theater at the Capitol High School in Charleston, West Virginia. Thanks to you both.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.